Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa,
and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two on Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Amazing guest today, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing. We're talking sea bass, swordfish, tuna, lobster. We haven't even talked about lobster yet. Yeah,
no, guys, we're going fishing right now.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's just go. Yeah, for sure. Fantastic show, and your opportunity to get through and win a great prize, too.
Man, you're not kidding. Again, it's been a very busy morning already. Second hour surely to be the same. But we actually do have one spot open if you want to grab it. A great time to call 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973, your opportunity to talk to Brandon, ask a question, and also your shot at winning a great prize. Pete mentioned there just before, a really, really cool one for one of our lucky callers at the end of the show today, a full year membership to fishdope.com. That's $170 value. And you're going to win a half-day pass for two on board the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. So a couple of great prizes. Again, 833-288-0973. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu. Hey, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as just a standard hook. Get it selected tackle stores and be ready to get fit.
Indeed. Let's start it out with our private motor buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Captain Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Brandon. So I was just telling Adam when I was on hold here, I was having a hard time working on my notes because I was having so much fun listening to you guys talk about all that cool stuff. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff going on there. But, you know, hey, we just said goodbye to January with really little of note to report there for that whole month. It was pretty low key. And, you know, now we got February laid out in front of us. We're starting off nice. What a beautiful day today. And, you know, spring's right behind that, thank goodness. But one of my favorite natural signs that I like to watch, signs of springtime, showed big time here this past week. The little white flowers on the dogwood trees. There's three trees that I watch that are right on my way to work. Yeah, they're kind of my benchmark. And in the warm years, warm water years, you know, they flower early. Mostly, like mid-January. Sometimes it's as late as mid-February in a cooler year. This year looks like it's right on time. Right here at the end of January, 1st of February, and I've noticed a strong correlation between those flowering dates and some of my favorite fishing getting rolling over there at Catalina. So I think we're on target for some fun stuff there.
I like the way you think on that, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I've got notes in my little logs that go back 25 years on those dogwood trees, and it's kind of interesting. Lasley told me it's all about ground temperature. They sense the ground temperature for when they flower. So who knows?
Really?
Seems to work.
I hate to interrupt you, but Brandon came up with a great idea and said, you know, it'd be
timing.
Really cool. He did literally just 5 minutes ago, right?
This is wild. Go.
You said that it would be really cool if Mark, this time of the year where there's not a lot going on, could give some of the reports of what happened in 1997 on this date or something like that.
I want to know what happened on the new moon, February 13th of, 2001 when you were fishing Catalina all the time. I think it'd be fascinating.
Brandon was mentioning that Mark takes such impeccable logs, and you've spent a lifetime of recording what you've done and what you did and things like that, and little nuances like that. And then here we go with the report, and you're talking about dogwood trees flowering and how it affects the bite, and over the years you've noticed that, and it's just odd timing that during the break you mentioned how cool it would be to hear a Mark Wish take on something from years ago, and here you go talking about it.
Well, that's an interesting thought, and I certainly appreciate that. And I have in my back room volumes of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you mentioned those years, that 97, 98 scenario in that timeline there, because that was a big El Nino, and I was fishing definitely a little more than I fished today, and I was taking really good notes, and it's interesting because I was actually looking at that here 5 or 6 months ago. So yeah, we'll dig out some of that stuff. We can we can definitely.
I think it's a good idea.
That's ancient history.
If it's
you know, I and what's interesting, that's a whole other sidebar to heck with the report here, since there isn't much anyway. But you know, reading back over those notes that I used to take, I mean, it's such a different world today in terms of the amount of guys fishing, the amount of reports I get from people, you know, and you guys all know this. I mean, you know, you get reports and then you get reports, you know, you kind of got to sift through the wheat to, you know, to get the chaff out of there. But looking back and reading my notes from the guys that I really trusted, you know, I mean, we had such an amazing network of guys that were really good at what we were doing. And it's just, I mean, I got a lot of information back there to dig. I could write a whole other book.
Totally.
Maybe I'll let you correlate it, Brandon. You can write another book.
Yours sounds better. This is what I think about this, too, a lot, Mark. Like, as much as popular as fishing is right now, it's different because it's not like how it was then where there was like 4 or 6 guys who were going to fish Catalina all winter and like hang it out and just go fishing. People want to see that they're biting and then go. And on the flip, there's so many spots that you guys fished then that like never bite anymore. And I don't know if it's because of lack of coverage or because kelp has shifted or such, but there's like, you know, like in tight at Starlight. Like, when was the last time that place bit? It's just, it's really interesting to me how there's...
Dude. We do not want to go there.
Okay.
But
That's not enough,
buddy.
Stuff like that.
But no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There's, you know, and I deal with this every day in the store, you know, in the season when Catalina's biting. You know, everybody's just got their mindset focused on backside. And you just go back there, knock yourself out, get the crap beat out of you in the shitty weather. And,
right.
And, you know, there's other little spots that are biting, you bet.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's just, it is such a different world in terms of fishing today.
I like
and,
the idea.
You know, I just, yeah. I mean, you've capitalized on it so well, Brandon. You just, you got your program so well figured out. I think it's awesome to watch what you guys are doing.
Well, thanks for that.
Well, we got sidetracked from the report, which is fine because there isn't much. Unless you're like into them sand dabs, buckets of sand dabs, there's no problem there. But I did want to mention, guys, you know, we got really nice weather today, and I'm sure there's be some guys out there rooting around, but you want to be off the water by tomorrow afternoon. The forecast is worse than ugly. You rarely see storm warnings posted for the outer waters here in California. It's like winds up like 50 knots. So
yeah.
The poor water conditions are going to get beat up bad here the next day or two if it comes to pass. And we'll have to see what we got left when it recovers. But
yeah, it looks gnarly there tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, really gnarly.
Yeah, it's ugly. So you know, and it is what it is. Like you mentioned earlier, Brandon. You know, we haven't really had that really big wind yet.
Sure.
This year, I think we're going to get it.
Yeah.
And it's always interesting because a couple years back when we were in that warm water pattern, that El Nino type scenario, you know, we'd get that big wind, and everybody thinks the water's going to roll, and it's into a darn thing. Drop a degree, and next day it was right back. So
sure.
Well, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys will keep you posted on what's going on there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you for the world's greatest bait tanks and more?
Thanks, Pete. We're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
I'll dig out some of those notes. And
I like that idea.
That was fun.
I think it'd be fun, like the good and the bad are just how it was, you know?
Exactly.
That's cool.
Cool idea.
It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you next week.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego, out to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Well, I've had a very similar, you know, this week compared to the last few weeks there. We had the new C4s running to 3-quarter trips. It's actually been a pretty popular trip, and there have been some great fishing there for those reds, rockfish, and whitefish, and a little bit of other bottom fish mixed in there. And super productive trips, limits or close limits on a lot of those trips. Nice, relaxed 7:30 departure, get back at 3:30 in there. So great fishing on those half days. Typical January, February fishing on the half day there for the Sea Watch. A little bit of calico bass, a little bit of sand bass, occasional sculpin, some other stuff mixed in there. So about what you'd expect this time of the year with the restrictions we have locally. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have the schedule for both those boats up there. Half day, we're pretty much exclusive at 9 o'clock departure now through the rest of the month there, so definitely check that out if you used to come in at 6 or 12:30. A little bit of a change. Want to make sure we get those boats out. It's always tough when you have five people show up in the morning and five in the afternoon and not get a boat out. We'd rather just kind of limit that and get you guys out there fishing. New Seaforth on the three-quarter-day trips. Those depart at 7:30. Be here by 7. Make sure you have your passport and get out there and catch some rockfish.
Certainly some good fishing to be had right now, and let this little bit of weather get by us. We'll get right back to it. And good fishing going on, Marcos. Appreciate a great report. If somebody wants to book that trip, come join you. One more time, shoot us the phone number. How we do it?
619-224-3383 if you want to talk to us. If you don't want to talk to us and you just want to go online and do it yourself, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there. You can make reservations there. And you can always come down and visit us in person, get one of those delicious burritos or breakfast tacos from next door, and stock up on your MC swim baits.
Good call. Appreciate it, Marcos. Thanks a lot. We'll look forward to talking next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos.
Hey, again, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Check out their Super Bowl Party Platter Special. It's a pound of hickory smoked fish, your choice, 3 packs of tuna jerky, 3 packs of applewood smoked cheese, and it's all a super price of just $50. So you're going to get
it?
All of that for $50.
Wow.
Again, pound of fish, 3 packs of jerky, 3 packs of cheese to make your holiday, Super Bowl platter, rather. Just $50. Are open today and tomorrow, so grab your Super Bowl party platter at their convenient Liberty Station location or check out fishermansprocessing.com.
All right. Phones are packed, but one line open at 833-288-0973. Talk to Captain Brandon Hayward, Aware Opportunity. Talk to the man that knows what's going on around here. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Terry, calling us from Allied Gardens this morning. What's up, Terry? Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning there, Rick and Brandon. Brandon, I was going to ask you a question on your swordfish fishing, but it was already answered, so I'll give you one on your lobster fishing. How's it been?
Good morning. Lobster, I did not push as hard with lobster this winter as years past. And part of me feels bad about that because I put so much work into kind of building that end of the business, and we've ran up to like 90 trips a year, just lobsters. But the swordfish thing kind of took precedent over that. and the fall fishing's been so good, so we haven't been going a lot. And the last lobster trip that I ran was like, I've only ran 2 trips myself this year. Wes runs most of those, kind of keep them working and busy during the winter. My last trip, I only had 6 at Catalina in a stretch that I've done wonderful in years past.
Yeah.
There's been some good lobster fishing there, just it wasn't where I was, and I hadn't been over there at all. And if you're not out all the time, you're rusty and you don't have a bead on stuff. So a lot of those great lobster years I had, I was like staying with them in the proper depth and out almost every day. And they're like anything. They move around a decent amount and there's something to it.
Sure.
So it was slow. Wes, on the other hand, had limits like his last like 9 trips.
Wow.
Before he
over
left.
At Catalina.
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say.
So.
Okay. I can't tell you.
That guy is the man, dude. He gets
so he's really
he
good.
He really does.
Now, we'll jump into the Santa Monica Bay as well if Catalina gets tough, because just like how the front side of Catalina is protected, San Diego Bay is protected, so is the Santa Monica Bay, and it's a huge swath. It's just a long.
It's a huge closure.
Yeah. So we've been dipping in there at times and have had good lobster. It's a little bit of a longer run, but it's a more protected run. It kind of pencils out to the same as Catalina, so it's not that big of a deal. But ask me again, because he's coming back to work this week, and we have a full slate of trips in February. So we'll get a good read on that. We're definitely going to push the sea bass lobster thing hard in February, and especially March. March has been a great month for us the last 3 years. If you're lucky and you have conditions, you can catch sea bass. The Catalina lobster is sometimes the best for us end of season, so we still have another 6 weeks to do that.
Yep.
So we're going to make a hard push at it here. We already have the trips in the book. So unfortunately, I don't have as many lobster trips under my belt as years past, but it's like anything in fishing, how bad do you want it, and kind of put in the time and have a go.
I'm looking at bitesportfishing.com right now, and I see you actually have open party trips scheduled.
Look how big those sea bass are.
Yeah, I know.
They're just freakishly large. It's like my favorite picture ever.
Giant sea bass and tons of lobsters.
crazy.
How fun is that?
It's the best. Catalina's the best. We make a fun experience out of going to Catalina, which we've talked about before, and it's just...
Yeah.
No, it's my favorite.
So these dates are, you know...
There's a handful of open party dates that I made. I put up our like winter schedule, so it's up there. It's under the, like, if you click on charter, it shows charter. The dates and the time and the price.
Lobster, sea bass. So there's actually scheduled trips that you can go on.
I think two Fridays are chartered, but the two that aren't, I'm making it like a strictly lobster open party type of a trip.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of those lobster, sea bass type things and a couple of strictly sea bass trips.
Yeah.
Right. Personally, I just want to fish sea bass this time of year. I love winter fishing. I like the challenge of it,
sure.
And that's my favorite thing to do. So those are the trips I run.
Best way to get a hold of you is...
I love a phone call.
Phone call.
It's not as much back and forth, and you get to know each other a little bit. So just my cell, which is on the website, or I'll drop it at the end of the show if that's cool.
Yeah,
or,
absolutely. Yeah. Tell them now.
Oh, now. It's 949-212-0719.
All right. You can also send an email if you go scroll down
that's
to the bottom of the homepage. You send an email, or right on the bottom, there's the Bite Sport Fishing, 949-212-0719.
That's it.
And you talk right to you. Like,
the
that's a direct line to you.
Yep, exactly.
Slide in your DMs.
Exactly.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973.
How about next up, we talk to Randy, who's calling us from Costa Mesa. What's up, Randy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Good, thanks.
Good. Hey, Brandon, I had another question, but I'm going to go with this one.
Go.
Regarding the in the Bite magazine,
uh-huh.
You had mentioned that you were thinking about maybe just knocking it back to doing one, maybe like a hardcover or something like that.
Yeah.
Annually. Can you kind of expand on that just a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. I'm always thinking of like ways to high-grade stuff and the best use of time and everything. So if I was to do that, like say next year or something, I would continue to honor people's subscriptions and fill it out, and the cover price would go up, but it wouldn't have any effect on people who are currently subscribers. So you just get kind of more value out of it. So that's my kind of takeaway on that. I have some ideas on that I'm still kind of flirting with, not to be too premature.
As long as there's always a good Hewlett Baja piece in there, I'm in.
Forever. We went to San Carlos, not Baja. Like we called it the other Baja or
other
something.
Side.
There's, like a better, there's a better working title than that. Mainland Mexico from like Rocky Point, Punta Lobos, San Carlos is incredible as well. And we just don't think about it because we're such Baja rats.
Yeah.
So that's a really good feature. Excellent photography.
Cool.
So, yeah, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, as long as I get a Hewlett, like, Pacifico-infused Mexico story, like, I'm happy. Those are always my favorites.
Gotta have,
like,
gotta have,
really good.
Gotta
yeah,
have
he's
ba-
an amazing
Gotta
player.
Have Baja, Baja heavy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So hopefully I answered your question. If not, give me a call after the show, and I can... tell you more.
All right, Randy. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro series from Anza Knives. It's made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's really easy to sharpen and keep sharp, too. The Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Don't forget, too, Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or you can get that Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing when you're down there picking up your Super Bowl
picking
tray.
Picking up the Super Bowl tray, yeah, there you go. All right, 833-288-0973, open right now. Let's jump back into it.
Sounds good. Let's talk to John. John's calling us from Huntington Beach. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always, with especially with Brandon on there. So I've got two questions. One, if you're fishing out of Ventura and you're going out and doing the islands there, would you also consider doing sword fishing out of that venue, the backside of Santa Cruz Island or something like that? And that's one question. The second question is going out to Catalina, for a combo trip, would you consider swordfish and then lobster as a combo trip out of Catalina?
Yeah, those are good questions. The Ventura thing, I've thought about just keeping a boat up there. Like, the bigger boat would live well up there. And, you know, when the swordfish thing got going, that's where they were, like, getting them. That was, like, an incredible thing, backside of Santa Cruz. I mean, there was a time where there was a handful of boats back there and, like, half of them were like bid on swordfish. There was a big biomass of sword shoved in there. I don't know if it's like that every year. Can't wait to have this conversation, you know, in a couple of years and see.
Sure.
I'd totally be open to that. The problem is finding an operator, and our program is different than kind of traditional work. So there's not a lot of people that can, there's not a ton of candidates out there. also actively looking for someone. So if they're like,
you know, the guy, send him your way.
Totally, yeah. Totally. You know, someone from like a long range background that's used to taking wheel watches and like really working is like the ideal candidate I've found. But I'd be totally open to keeping the boat up there. Last year we stayed up there till August 1st because the sea bass kept biting. It was really good fishing. West had limits like 11 days in a row or something. Jeez. Three fish limits.
Wow.
Really good. And then early it was that hookup bait thing, you know, like red crab, you know, like visually fishing for them on the surface, which was pretty cool. So if that comes back, we'll go back up there. The combo Catalina thing, yeah, I'm open to do that and down for whatever. I didn't do it this year because I felt like it took too much away from the swordfish and I wanted to dedicate 100% of it. The trip that I got to, I was like, I really wanted to go lobstering afterwards just to like see and try
it.
So yeah, it's totally attainable, and you know, you can do a multi-day trip and stay on the island. We do a lot of that too. So my goal is to craft trips for people who don't own their own boat and whatever it is they want to do. And sidebar, a lot of our clientele is people who own their own boats, did the math and go like, hey, guess what? It's a lot cheaper to pay to go with you guys 4 to 7 times a year than have my own boat, still have to clean it on a Sunday and all that other stuff. So,
and also yeah. Learn too. If you go, you have your own boat and you want to learn more by going with Brandon or Wes or one of your
Yeah,
guys.
I don't hold anything back. I'm down to have a little class out there, and I tell people, ask as many. I'm not going to just like talk the whole time, but ask a million questions. You won't bug me. And
Every time I go fishing with you, I learn so much.
I learn every time I go with anyone because fishing is like a craft, and I want to check out and see how different people do it and get some takeaway. Exactly.
You've talked about some of those trips that you've done, whether it be with buds or with couples or things like that, where you've gone and done a multi-day trip and stayed on the island and maybe you fished or maybe you got lobster and then went into the lobster trap and cooked them up. Like, that to me sounds like such a cool experience. You know, you were talking about the guy that, you know, flies back to the Keys and does a trip back there. I mean, there are some experiences that are epic that are so close to home, and doing something like that is just
this
so
is
unique.
The birthplace of modern day fishing. They cracked the bluefin code before we did. Everything we needed was already proven in the early 1900s. You know, we just had to start doing it. So no, you're right, man. The fact that you can go in there and do that, and
describe that trip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You've got a spot and place for people to
stay. I've done that with
you,
and it's fun.
It's fun. We take people over on the boat, and I have a relationship with Caleb. He owns the lobster trap and quite a bit of Avalon stuff, including a hotel and a cottage. And so they usually give us a really fair rate. I don't make any money or any points on it. I just do it as a courtesy for customers. So I help line up the accommodation. We fish on however they want to fish or whatever hours, bring them onto the island. They get all checked in and then go for lobster that night. Or you can do all sorts of different stuff. I've had groups that wanted to do like island tours and go see buffaloes and do everything. Like, I know enough people there and all the lines that I can create any sort of really cool trip.
Well, you could charter you for 2 days and then just figure out the things you want to do. If you want to go tuna fishing or lobster, whatever is appropriate at the time, you could just book the boat for a couple of days and you'll take care of a lot of the other stuff.
All that. Fish. Wives go to the island spa and get mani-pedis and the husbands go and fish, come back in, take them back out for lobster, do a set with them and then bring them back in and go hardcore with the guys all night. We'll do anything.
That's rad.
Anything on that
trip.
It's an incredible getaway and destination and venue, and there's charter operations on the island, and I'm friendly with some of them. I'm just like, here's the birthplace of modern sport fishing. You have this bluefin and the swordfish, but you guys are like trolling for bonitas with tourists. Like, I will help you. Like, build a take advantage of this place.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. No, it's an incredible place, and anyone who spent real time there knows how special Avalon is.
Yeah, it's cool. And you have all the connections to make it happen for people.
I'm over there a lot.
Yeah, almost like a local Avalon.
It's like a second home for me, for sure. Yeah. There's only two people who don't like me, so I'm doing okay.
Only two?
You do much better than home.
You know what? I've come to find out you don't want everyone to like you, and you're doing something wrong, you know?
Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Hey, I want to remind you again, Dana Landing on Mission Bay is your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. When we come back, we got a lot more phone calls coming your way. A great opportunity for you to get through. We had one just drop off. 833-288-0973. Open right now. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning, talking bite, sport fishing, all kinds of good stuff going
on.
Yeah,
indeed. And here's the thing. We've learned so much about Brandon's operation, and every year, you know, I think you come on about twice a year or something like that. Every time you come on, something new. This time, swordfish,
right?
That's kind of the new deal. Is this swordfish thing all year long? I mean, are we going to see this stuff all year long?
I think so. I think they have kind of some, like, tendencies kind of like sharks, and it's cold down there anyway, so I think there's kind of some leftover fish, and the fact that there's been a few caught in January says something to it.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to have this conversation next year and 2 years from now as we kind of learn more.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's an amazing potential fishery.
If you want to peel back the onion and you just spend like 3 or 4 hours on the computer, I mean, the East Coast guys have already kind of like given away all the answers to anyone who didn't ask the questions. You can like
get on there. But it's different over there, right?
It's different, but it's kind of the same.
Is it?
Yeah, there's like...
How similar is it?
Well, there's two different ways to rig that like breakaway sinker style that the booby trap guys do.
Right.
And then there's the standard 7 to 12 pound sinker. That's what we use.
Yeah. You don't do the breakaway deal.
I don't do the breakaway. We put on a long line clip and remove it.
Yeah.
I like that sinker. It helps you set the hook, and it does. It has some, like, oomph to it.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a clone of what they do there.
Yeah.
With the lights and everything. So, yeah, it's
and the
relatively
squid.
Simple.
They use squid and the strip bait.
They use more of the belly strip.
They do more of the belly strip.
Mm-hmm, because squid on squid crime.
I gotcha.
But,
And the squid, and the giant squid won't eat those belly strips, huh?
They kind of peck at it, but there's some types of belly strips and, like, eels that they won't touch.
Interesting.
Yeah. So all the tools that you really need to get a kind of, like, whip into the thing are already online.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of papers published. And if you just kind of go to school and, like, do some printouts and watch a few videos, you can really, like, get pretty far ahead of it. From there, you got to have, like, hyper-concentration on rod tip because it's the world's lightest bite. It doesn't just bend. You don't get bit, and it doesn't bend like everything else in the rod holder. It's like a very light bite, and when you get bit, the rod tip goes slack. They swim up with it.
Yeah.
That's how
you know you got a bite, right? So do you
it's
set,
just slack.
Do you set the hook right then?
I think you want to just go slow with that fish.
Do you?
You want to go very slow. The mistakes that we made were like reefing on it and pulling too much. The term soft mouth gets really overused in fishing. Like, people are like, sea bass have a soft mouth. And, like, maybe that lining inside of their mouth is soft if you have a small hook. But every time I've ran my hand over the head of a sea bass, that feels pretty hard
it's
and hingy
a hard
to
head,
me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of oomph and bone and scale to a swordfish. I mean, you go to pick that thing up by the back gill and the back of the gill and, like, hold it up for a photo, and, like, the whole face just rips off.
Really?
Everything about them soft. They don't have ribs. Swordfish don't have ribs.
Wow.
It's like part shark. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So everything is so freaking soft on them, and hooks love to rip out and everything. So I think you need to just, like, slow down and let it kind of find its spot.
Yeah.
There's no, like, hinge to the mouth. Uh-huh. They don't have scales.
Yeah.
It's a crazy fish, man.
Bat ray fish.
It is crazy.
Really crazy fish.
Crazy fish.
But it's still a fish.
Boat side. Yeah, it's still a fish.
Yeah.
They can regulate their own body temperature.
Yeah.
The first one I caught it with Kathy. And she got her big bluefin, her 308-pound bluefin, goals, you know, accomplished that. And I'm like, all right, well, we should really try this swordfish thing. I just called a guy in Florida and said, like, hey, I'm not pumping you for info. I'm going to, like, spend all the money I need to spend right now. But, like, talk to me like I'm a fourth grader. What do I need to do here? So I ordered the gear and the tackle and everything. And we went out, and first trip we had a bite, missed it. Second trip we got one, hooked it, but it was so different than all other fishing, how everything goes slack, the fish is like jumping and window washing 300 yards out, but the line's going down at a 45 degree angle because you have a 10-pound sinker. Took the boat out of gear. That was a huge error on my part. The fish goes swimming up the side of the boat. I was with Matt, my old roommate. I'm like, dude, this thing's like 400 pounds. This is the biggest fish I've ever seen. It's like a purple swordfish goes like sliding up the bow like it's not even hooked, right?
Wow.
So my point is from that point on, I was pretty hooked on it. There's a ton of trials and tribulations, and I don't have any hard, steadfast opinions because it's so new.
Yeah.
I do know this. My goal is to fish for them as a business 100 days this year.
Wow.
So even if we do it a little bit on our
own time. So what's a legitimate fishery over here?
I think if we fish them 100 days, we can catch 50-plus fish of a grade that's, like, unheard of elsewhere in the world.
Sure.
If it's like this year.
Think about that.
If it's like this
year. Think about that. 50% success rate, that's huge.
Huge.
I think one of the things that will be fun is seeing the guys spread out, and, you know, I think that we will get to realize, like, how many spots that those things, like, how many different places of underwater topography will hold those things well. You know, at least in San Diego, and I can't speak to Clemente and Catalina where guys fishing, but knowing our fishery here, like, 90% of the guys went to the same 2-mile stretch of bank, you know, and because it was close, and, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And a lot of those guys got bites going to the exact same spot. And it wasn't until, like, the end of the year when it was quote-unquote over that guys started branching out, at least in San Diego, and going to other spots of bottom topography, and like, oh, yeah, we got one here. Oh, we got a bite there. And those were in all of the, you know, not as good, you know, amount of fish. Like, I think as we get better at this, guys are going to spread out and realize that all of Mexico high spots and areas we catch tuna, like, I think that we will start to see a lot of spread to that fishing.
Totally.
I'm excited to see what's going to come from it.
Southern California is like I call it the Kelly Slater wave park of, like, swordfish habitat, because when you look at a map, you're just like, wow, there's, like, a lot of stuff. Like, get that Southern California bite map, conception of the border, and put it up on your wall, and just, like, look at all the, like, nooks, crannies, high spots, contour lines, look at it as like lanes and stuff and where they've been caught, put little like pins on where you've caught them or seen they've been caught, and there's like, we've just like scratched the surface in terms of habitat. And there was like a 1 week period where we like lost a lower end on a unit, like a boat broke, I was gone somewhere, and like Westfish like three different spots in 3 days and caught them at all different spots. Yeah, just wow. Because that's where the boats were, you know what I mean? So it's a healthy fishery, and as the gill nets get pulled out and all that other stuff, it's just, you know.
So how do you decide where to go?
I think you look at bottom topography, you put in time fishing, and you realize which end of ridges work best and what current. That's what helped me huge at Catalina. Like, oh, once I started paying attention, not like hyper notes, but just like, oh, the current's going this way, I got bit here, the bait's here, whatever, and kind of using my like sea bass mindset towards it, that's when I started like really doing well and connecting. And water pictures, you know, like if you ever want to, like, we did an interview with Steve Lasley in The Bite, like a Q&A, and he dropped some pretty good stuff in terms of like water pictures, what he does, how he does it and such, you know? And it's like I said when we were off air, it's crazy that you can have a surface cue, like a temp break, but then you go down 1,000 feet and like you still catch fish there. You know what I mean? So what's going on the surface is also indicative of what's going on deeper and down towards the bottom.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Something to watch for, no doubt.
You got to have a reason. Why am I fishing here? Aside from like reports and you heard they're here. I can't go out and just like drift Newport Canyon with 35 guys.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I just can't. I just can't do it. I don't think it's a good thing for the business, and you got to kind of create your own little, like, something. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I can't do that. I can't just blindly drift. Same thing with the bluefin. Like, I can't just shut down in yesterday's area when there's 25 guys that, like, got info yesterday and just, like, meld in with them and hopefully, like, land in the right spot. I just can't do that. That's just not me, you know?
That's not your deal. But that's why you're successful.
You've got to kind of, hang it out a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back into those phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Sam? Sam's calling us from Irvine this morning. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Great show, Brandon. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, you too, man.
Hey, so it's hard to get a starter trip going with the buds for me, you know. So I was just calling to see when you're, like, you say March is a good open party month that you have open right now?
Yeah. No, I feel for you. Charters are tough. Whether you're trying to get together 33 guys or 3 guys, it's like a job, right? But when it all comes together, it works out well. But it's really hard, too, if all your buds don't have the same kind of, like, interest and don't want to do the same thing. So I totally hear you on that. We do a little bit less open party these days just based on availability.
Yeah.
Open party is hard for me, too, because if you're taking 3 guys, you get 2 guys that sign up. Now you got to go short a guy because I don't want to like cancel on them when they took the time off and they're dedicating their resources. So it's not always the easiest thing, you know. But the dates that we have are on the website, and I think I posted 6, and there's like 3 of them that still have spots. Mm-hmm. And I just put a trip on. Next Sunday we're gonna go. It's full moon. Trip's gonna fish sea bass, halibut. Go to Catalina. We're going to go on the island. I'm going to buy you guys a lobster, swordfish lunch at the Lobster Trap. That's included in your price. Get off
the
island for a little bit.
That's 2-7 trip, 2 p.m.
No, I didn't put that one on. It's this upcoming, 8 days from now.
Yeah.
That one.
That 2-7 trip.
Yeah, okay.
That's next Friday.
So not that one. It's on Sunday.
That's
a fishing trip.
Okay.
I didn't put it on our website.
Yeah.
The website doesn't get like as much attention. Everything's off social these days.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But we'd love to have you get you back out in the mix, and always enjoyed having you on the boat.
So you post them on your Facebook page?
Facebook's kind of dead, man.
Okay, so you post them on what?
I mostly go through Instagram, and my Instagram goes onto my Facebook business page.
Okay, and so how do people find you?
Google search Bite Sport Fishing or Instagram, or they all do go on Facebook. It's just, I don't get it's just changed. And
by the way, for old guys like me, Facebook's not dead. For young guys like you,
it isn't for my mom either. Yeah, I just can't handle all the clutter and the noise and everything else that's on there.
It is dead. You just haven't realized it.
Is the thing from a business.
But people look at it. It's my point,
but it is dead from a business perspective because if you post on your business page, if you're not spending money in advertising, it's only going to like 7% of your followers because of the algorithm.
Sure.
So it is dead.
Yeah.
From that point. Yeah. And I have no problem like spending money on Facebook ads, and I've done that before. I just don't get any return from it anymore.
So your main thing is Instagram.
word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
And regulars. Word of, the best thing is, I hear it all the time, like, hey, I was on a long-range trip, so-and-so saying your praises, I want to book a trip.
Yeah.
Word of mouth, number one. If I'm going to drop a trip or something to answer your question, like this morning I just put that, or yesterday I put that one up on Instagram. And it goes to the Facebook business page, but if you go on Facebook, you won't see it probably.
Oh, I see.
You have to search it out.
You have to
look for it, because it's not like how it used to be where just everything goes out to everyone. It's
and your handle on Instagram is Bite Sport Fishing.
Uh-huh, yep,
okay.
Yep.
Bite Sport Fishing. The, charters or just Bite Sport Fishing?
It's Bite Sport, Bite underscore Sport Fishing.
Bite underscore.
Facebook is still the original business name, One Man Charters, because it won't let you change names.
Ah.
But Instagram, you can change your name every day and be whoever you want.
Which, why is that? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Anyway, Sam, hope that answered the question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump back into the phones? Let's talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning, Jim.
Another great show again this morning. Wow. You know, a couple of things. First of all, when I was listening how you break down the cost of these trips, I couldn't believe really what a good price it really is when you, you know, you take everything in consideration there. And that kind of struck me really good. But what I called to ask you about, I was listening earlier, but I didn't get your phone number, Brandon, and also your website. So, you could mention that between now and the end of the show. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Sure. Yeah, my phone number is 949-212-0719. And it's
that's the best way to get in touch.
Bite Sport Fishing. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously that's the easiest way to make sure you get a hold of Brandon. You can send him an email, but
I'm down with the email. Just sometimes it turns into like 32 emails to book one trip, but it's like we can just talk.
Yeah. Better just to talk.
Just talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
And you'll actually, let's talk hookup. Yeah. So, and you'll actually answer the phone, which is cool.
Yeah, I'm around all weekend and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have something in, and remember what we talked about earlier. It's you have something in the future that you think you want to go fishing. Don't wait.
You book it.
Because it's going to be gone. Like it probably already is.
Especially if you want like a good moon phase or the second Saturday in August or something like that. No, absolutely.
So let's talk about moon phase for a second.
Yeah.
What is a good moon phase?
I don't get incredibly hung up on it. I pay attention to all that stuff. There's certain moon phases that I like for sea bass, certain times of year when they're going to kind of shove in or spawn or do whatever.
Like what?
I think that a lot of that fish shoves in on the new moon and spawns on the full moon.
Okay.
So that's my take on that.
So that means those two times are good times
to go?
Those
are good times. If I could only pick, like someone puts, this is how I look at things all the time. Like someone puts a gun to your head and says, like, you have to decide right now, what are you going to do? I would take the new moon over the full moon all day.
Okay.
But no one ever calls and says, like, hey, I really want to get this, like, new moon bluefin trip in.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to go 3 days after the full or whatever.
Yeah.
I love the new moon for everything.
Yeah.
That's just me. But there's... This is my take on moon phase. I pay attention at the beginning, so sea bass season starting now, I'm going to see like what they're doing for the first couple months. It's just like those squid years that we had, 2010 to 2014. It would always be different in terms of like what the best, quote, best time was on the moon, depending on that year. So if you pay attention to it for a couple of cycles or a couple of other cues that you have, that's often how it's going to shake out this year. Like, this was a good, like, full moon bluefin year last year. So I just pay attention at the beginning, and then it starts kind of telling me, like, ooh, this fish is doing this on this moon phase. That's how I do it.
If a guy calls you up, wants to, you know, my goal is to catch a big bluefin. I'm the guy that you talked about. I had a boat for a long time, now I don't, or I have a boat and I just want to go on a trip, and I want to catch a big bluefin with Wes this year, and I want to book with you three times. Can he call you and say, hey, look, I'm an open schedule, I'm now retired, or I can fish during the week, can you assist him and just, obviously, it's not like you've got a crystal ball and you know what's going to happen, but could you say, all right, well, based on the dates available, book this day, that day, and that day.
So, I had a guy that called yesterday that got recommended to us. Like, this is, in my world, this is the perfect way to do it. Guy calls, he says, hey, I really want to fish bluefin next year. I know not every trip's a guarantee.
Exactly.
I am open to going two times. Will you pick out a good date for me?
Great.
He said, I'd like to go around the full moon. I said, okay, cool. Like, I got him a full moon date, and then I said, no BS, no fluff. Like, the new moon is my favorite, and we have these 2 days left in September. It's close to the moon. Would you like to try one of those? I'll take you anytime you want, but would you like to try one of those? So, yeah, that's a great way to do it. That's
just
a great.
You pick the dates that you think are the right ones.
Yep. And that fish, straight up, man, that fish is a hard fish to fish on a Saturday. Yeah. It's a hard weekend fish. It is a difficult weekend fish. Yeah. It's kind of like when the squid nest thing was out and people knew about it. There's going to be way, way more boats. It's a hard, hard, hard weekend fish to fish for.
Yeah. So go during the week.
If you can. I mean, everyone has 10 days vacation a year, and I know it's hard, and it's tough. This isn't Europe, you know?
Sure.
So I know it's hard for people, but I would try to carve out a weekday for anything I'm going to try to do.
All right. Very good. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Hey, you got it, man. How about Scott from Encinitas up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Interesting show. I wasn't able to listen to the entire program, but I'm always curious, a guy with your credentials, Brandon, if you were to have unlimited budget and put together the rod and reel combo, what would it be? What would the action be like? I mean, what would you spec to the best rod builder?
It depends. What are you going to go surf 50-foot jaws, or are you trying to, like, get little 2-foot peelers, you know? So
no,
what
no,
type
I
of
wanna,
fishing?
I want to be on your boat. I want to be on your boat catching one of those
white sea bass, swordfish.
Oh, a swordfish. The best swordfish tackle?
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. I don't have enough. Right now we're using that Beastmaster 9000 Shimano.
It's an electric reel.
It's an electric reel. Yeah. A lot of people say, I want a hand crank. But have fun with that when you're trying to bring up the 10-pound sinker all the time. So at least you can use the electric part. So that's an option. That's an affordable option. And then there's also those LP reels that are like $6,500, but there's not even a handle on it. So depends on where you're coming from. As of today, my takeaway on the best kind of swordfish reel or combo or whatever, it would probably be like that Tiagra 80 wide with that like hooker assembly put on it.
They're really cool.
I think that's the best one. And in terms of rods, I can't say. Hit up like RJ Boyle or someone on the east coast of Florida or like Nick Stanzik. They've done that for like 15 years, and they sell their own tackle, you know?
Yeah. What do you sell for swordfish rods?
Just like he said, it's a newer thing, and we're new to it. So far, a rod that will show what a bite looks like. You don't necessarily want the craziest broomstick in the world, but obviously it has to have the guts to be able to handle a 200-pound fish. We've been using graphite composite rods, like a Calstar 765, like double extra heavy, is a 6.5-foot rod and some sort of an aluminum bent butt. And the rod that is not available in the right specs from a factory rod, but I think is going to be a really cool one, I'm going to build that for myself, is a Calstar BTG 6465. Double extra heavy. Okay. It's a graphite and glass rod, but it's kind of like those GG rods it's got graphite in the core, but it's all glass from the butt to the tip, so it's going to be a little bit spongier and softer in the tip, but have good guts to it. But you'll have to build it custom because from the factory it doesn't come set up the way that would be ideal for a swordfish rod. But
yeah.
I think
AFCO bent butt on there and you're good.
I think that is what will become like the perfect rod. I'm building that for myself right now.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be really cool.
Yeah. So I guess the point is go to a local tackle store that understands.
It's a huge reinvestment or investment,
yeah,
swordfish tackle.
It is.
And you want to fish two rods at a time, maybe three. And, you know, it's like, you can like do it for like $5,000 all in properly, but the sky's the limit too. The same $5,000 in tackle, you could very easily drop like $20.
Yeah, I could buy one reel that costs $5,000. Right?
Yeah,
you can do all that. But with that said, too, I look at my boat partner Neil, who had 4 fish this year and a bunch of other bites, who caught all of them using the exact same tackle that he caught his bluefin with.
Totally. That's what I did at the beginning.
There is no doubt you will do it better and more proficiently with dialed-in tackle, a swordfish rod and a bent butt and lighter spectra and all these things. With that said, and if you want to get started, like, Neil caught 4 of them using a TAC 50 and a 765 XXH that he also fly lines a sardine with for a 300-pound tuna long-range trip. So
if Scott goes fishing with you on Bite Sport Fishing, he doesn't need to bring that tackle.
No. We provide all that stuff.
All that stuff.
And those Beastmasters worked really well for us.
Yeah.
We fish, you know, pushing 300
it's
pounds
a great
on
reel.
Them. No problem at all. I think about fishing, and we've talked about this before, not in terms of what you're always catching, but what could you hook?
Yeah.
Totally.
People are going to catch 500-pounders and 600-pounders out here, and when they have that opportunity, I want to have everything stacked in my favor. That's why I think that, like, 80-size reel.
That's what the hooker is going to do for
totally.
You. You're going to hook that on a legit reel.
Yeah.
What is a hooker?
Hooker is an electric drive that's adapted to like a Tiagra, you know, like, and they sell them two ways. So we sell them at the tackle store, and they're expensive. They are, you know,
the whole thing's so expensive.
We're talking like $4,000 to $5,000 expensive. Wow. But it's a Tiagra, so you have crazy power, crazy drags, you know, Shimano, it's a Tiagra. The most common one is like a 50 wide size reel, but yeah, they make them in all sizes, and they have two options. One is like total remote, or, you know, total gonna fish this fish electrically. It's a, you know, variable speed that you can adjust it, but all of the motor is on the left side plate of the reel, and the handle still works. So you can still crank it by hand, or you can run the electric motor. The other thing they offer is a detachable motor, where if you want to use the motor for pulling the bait up and down, or, you know, getting the fish until it's at the surface, with just two buttons, you can pull the whole motor assembly, and then you just back to having a regular 50 wide that you can put in a rod, belt, and harness.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, they're expensive, but we'll have them at the Fred Hall show if you haven't seen them and want to check one out. We have them in the case now, or we'll have them at the Fred Hall show, but they're cool.
My takeaway on electric versus hand crank or standard, it's kind of like having a windlass on your boat when it's the end of the day and you're tired and whatever. We'll just stick it out here instead of, like, pulling it by hand. You know what I mean?
When you really should be moving and resetting.
Totally. And the speed that you can come up with the electric is really nice. Because even with guys tag teaming on the hand crank tip, it's really not that fun. Yeah.
What about a reel cranking with a drill?
That's a great entry-level play.
Just like a regular Tiagra.
I'm a little concerned. I'm always thinking liability, and so I don't like a customer with the handle spinning real fast and, like, breaking a knuckle. That's a good thing with your buds, but I don't know if I'm ready to enter that Wu-Tang.
Yeah. Scott, thanks a lot for the call. Good question there.
All right, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a full-year membership into Fish Dope and two trips aboard the Daily Double. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Cedrus Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. That sounds cool, fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedrus Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedrus, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedrus, the surrounding islands, and the Baja coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedrus Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedrus the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedrus Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedrus.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of the Fish Dope membership and the trip on the Daily Double is going to Scott in Encinitas. Scott, congratulations. You're going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good times for sure. Brandon, amazing. 2 hours never enough to talk to you. And
thanks for having me.
And realize how much you do and all the different things that you do. It's really fun going fishing with Brandon. Both Ricky and I have done it.
We got to do
caught,
it more.
Caught big sea bass with him. Caught a lot of lobsters with him. And now the swordfish thing and bluefin. I mean, there's so much to do.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great fishery.
Incredible landscape, yeah.
And you, yeah, and so when you book with you, you'll tell them, well, you're going with Wes or you're going with Brandon or you're going with your other captains.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And where, what harbor you go out of. Can you choose the harbor you go out of?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whatever's kind of close geographically. And like anything, if you're kind of loose and you can play it loose until a couple of days before based on where the fish are, what's going on in terms of times and such. Sometimes bluefin want to bite in the morning, but a lot of times it's afternoon, so we want to leave kind of mid-morning.
So when you book a trip with you, and the best way to do it, we already talked about it, is call.
Yeah.
You set a date, and then you'll talk to them a couple days before and say, you know, I think we should adjust this way.
Yep, exactly.
That'll happen.
Exactly.
Huh?
We do a lot of open party trips through Fisherman's Landing.
Okay.
And so it's on the wet. They're not on there now, but in the summer those trips will be up there.
Right.
And, you know, we put the departure times on there, but there's been times where I've had the guys at the landing call and say, hey, we need to leave a couple hours early. Can you see if the guys can get down here? Or we've made that adjustment there as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So, and again, how do we find you?
Bite Sport Fishing has my phone number on it, and you can drop an email through there and get back to you as well. But like I said, the phone call works well, especially if I'm kind of driving home here and on that Bluetooth. So 949-212-0719.
All right. Want to book a trip? Now is the time.
This is a
you
good
already
time.
Have 200 days booked.
This is a good time to kind of get on.
So think about that.
Get on it.
Yeah. Right? There's only 365 days in the year.
But there's two boats and two humans.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks to Adam, of course, for all he does. And for those that want to hear recordings, of course, it's on our app, Let's Talk Hookup app. And thanks to Brian behind the board here. Tomorrow, a very interesting show with Bob Dawson from Dawson Travel Insurance. That's going to be a good one, 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow. Bob is the wizard when it comes to travel insurance. We'll see you right back here tomorrow morning on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.